He says here, do not bring any detestable object into your home, for then you will be set apart for destruction just like them. You must utterly detest such things, for they are set apart for destruction. I'll tell you how we bring unholy things into our house. This morning on the way to church, I prayed for a couple, a man and a woman, riding motorcycles together. They were riding motorcycles together and had a great big set of red lips on the back of their helmets, both of them, and had a really nasty caption right under it. Man and a woman. That helmet is a detestable thing to the Lord. With that nasty words that anybody could read. I thought, I wonder, this crossed my mind, if I were to stop that couple, run them off the road, and run over, if I was a wicked guy, and I ran over there and grabbed each one of them and throwed them on the ground and did what that said in front of everybody. Since they said, do this, I wonder what they would respond like if I really did it. It would be kind of like a Christian man one time. I drove up behind a Christian man, and he said, if you love Jesus, honk. Downtown Dallas. I looked, I said, praise God. I said, beep, beep, beep. The guy looked back at me and I waved at him. Light was long out. Beep, beep, beep. He gets out of his car and comes back. Is there something wrong with you? I said, sir, I thought you were a Christian. He said, what made you think that? I said, the sign on the back of your car said, if you love Jesus, honk. He didn't say another word. He just turned his back, said, I'm sorry, went up and got in his car and drove off when the light changed. See, if you don't mean what you say, don't put it on your car. Because somebody might take you at face value. Just like that couple with that nasty sign on the back of their helmets. You wonder what they might do if you really did that. But see, they're opening a door to the devil. It's a detestable thing to have. And they take those things and set them in their house every day. So that's why we prayed for them. I prayed that the Lord would convict them of sin, bring them into the kingdom of God and save them. Because I can tell you for sure, I don't care what anybody says, that young man and young woman riding that motorcycle didn't know the King. If you knew the King, you wouldn't have had that nasty statement on your helmet. They don't know Jesus. Christians don't live like that. Christians walk in obedience to God's Word. They put the King first. But if you bring those detestable things into your house, they will destroy you. Don't bring those wicked idols and things and all kinds of stuff that does not bring glory and honor to God. Don't have it in your house. Now then, let's go to Deuteronomy 7, 3 and 4. Deuteronomy 7, 3 says, do not intermarry with them, and don't let your daughters and sons marry their sons and daughters. They will lead your young people away from me to worship other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and he will destroy you. Did he give us any kind of statement like that under the new covenant today? What are we as Christians? Now, as Christians today, we got every kind of race, nationality, creed you can imagine, right? So he's not talking about white and black or red and yellow or brown or whatever. He's talking to us today as Christians not to marry an unbeliever. Is that what he said? Do not be unequally yoked. And how many times do I see a woman, especially women, they run into some guy and he's the love of their life, they think. Try to go with him, and yeah, and he goes with them, but you know, let's go to church with me. Nah, I don't want to go to church. I'd rather go out and race cars on Sunday or go fishing or whatever. But would you go to church with me? Well, I might go once in a while. So he goes with her once in a while. And she falls in love with this guy. And she says, one day he asked her to marry him. And she says, yes, he'll be the love of my life. I know when I marry him, he'll go to church with me every Sunday. Uh-oh, this lady up here laughed like she didn't believe that. If he wouldn't go to church with you before you married him, He sure ain't going to go to church with you after you marry him, is he? Now, what did God tell you? What happens back here whenever the Jewish people intermarried with people of other nations, with other kind of gods? What did he say would happen to them? They will lead your young people away from me to worship other gods. And if you worship other gods, what happens then? The anger of the Lord will burn against you. And who's going to destroy you? God. I mean, is that what it said? I mean, if you tell me you're going to destroy me, that's not a whole lot for me to be concerned about. But if God was to come to me and said, I am mad at you and I'm going to kill you, I'm in trouble, ain't I? Yes, I am. Because I can't fight against him, can I, Joseph? What I'm trying to tell you is when we see something written under our new covenant, we need to take it, I mean, diligently, heartily. Don't take it lightly. If God told these people not to intermarry with unbelievers, and we come to the New Testament, and he tells you don't marry an unbeliever, don't be unequally yoked. Now, this don't matter what color, creed, nationality you are. In other words, a Christian should never marry a Muslim. You know that? Now, if the Muslim converts and becomes a Christian, now this is a different thing. Now, I'm not talking about, you don't have to be a brown man to be a Muslim. You could be a white man, a red man, or a black man and be a Muslim. It's the God you believe in that makes you a Muslim. But if you know that you're a Christian and you're a woman and a Muslim man walks up and says, I'd like to take you to dinner tonight. And you look at him and say, first question out of your mouth as a daughter of the king should do, you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? No, I don't believe in Jesus. Then what should you do? You should run from him as fast as you can. I don't care how much money he's got or what he looks like. You ain't going to have a good life, are you? You're not. And guess what's going to happen? If you marry that guy, or if you marry that woman and you're unequally yoked, chances are it's going to bring a problem in your home and you're going to have great problems and probably physical diseases and sickness and diseases going to come upon you and your children because you married someone that's not the same kind of believer you are. And people never understand these principles because it will anger the Lord. Under the law, it angered the Lord, and he said he would destroy you. There's that scripture in 2 Corinthians 6. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteous, and what communion has light with darkness? And we're light in their darkness. So don't go there. Okay, now let's go to Deuteronomy 8:1. Deuteronomy 8:1, be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. How many of the commands are we supposed to obey comes from our king? What did he say about marrying? Did he say you could marry an unbeliever? So we should never do that. If you can't lead somebody to Jesus first, don't ever marry them. Don't even go with them. You know, don't get it there because it'll sure bring sickness and disease to your body. Be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply. You notice the way he says that? You do what I say first, and then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. There was a man that came to the ministry center and lived there for a little while. And he was from Florida. And I had him do several little jobs for us while he was there. And he was talking to Dave one day. He said, Dave, I've learned something about Thurman. He said, when Thurman tells you to do something, he tells you exactly the way he wants it done. Every detail of the job. And he said, I learned right off the bat that if I do it exactly like he said, it makes Thurman happy and I have absolutely zero troubles with Thurman. But he said, if I try to do it my own way, he can really get upset with me. If he tells me to dig a ditch 10 foot long out here, 6 inches deep, and I dig it 12 foot long, a foot deep, that wasn't what he wanted. He knew exactly why he wanted it that way and said, man, you can make him unhappy. And he really won't be, he won't do good things for you. You know, I thought about that. You know, I thought, you know, I must be a little bit like God since he made me in his image. And in his likeness did he make me. So if God, he's a one-way God. He tells you what to do, and if you do it, you obey it, what will God do for you? He'll bless your socks off, won't he, brother? Now then, if God tells us in his word to do something, we better do it, hadn't we? If he says, I don't like this, don't do this, then you ought to run from that just as fast as you can run away from it, right? Now let me ask you this question. I'd like to have a show of hands of the men in here. I'm not going to ask the women to do this because God didn't make you like this. But men, if you as a man, I don't care if you're a manager, I don't care if you're just your own man, I don't care if you work for yourself, or I don't care if you work for somebody else, but if you ask somebody to do something, including your own spouse, and they do it exactly like you asked them to do it, how many of you will be happy with that? Now let me ask it another way. If they don't do it that way, how many of you are going to be unhappy with it? You see how we're made just a little bit like God? You know? Isn't that amazing? I didn't realize this. When I was an engineer in the workforce, I would give men a job and I would tell them how I wanted it done. And I usually laid it out for them. And while we were there, I'd ask, is there any questions? Well, maybe one or two or three or four of them would say, well, Thurman, if we did it this way or that way, if we added this here, that might make this better over here. And I'd listen to everybody. I did. And when they got through, I think, you know, John or Bob or Dan, that's a good idea right here. I'm going to change this little thing and we're going to do this way. And I'm going to do this little thing here. But now this is the way we're going to do it. Okay, now I take everything, I put it together. Who made the final decision? I did. Why did I make the final decision? Because I was the regional engineer and the vice president. Guess who was going to hold responsible for the job? Me. Not one of them. They worked for me. I worked for him. He's the one who wanted the job done. And I had to do it perfect, within a budget, and everything, and after we got the final thing done, I said, okay, guys, this is the way we're going to do it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.